Major Hollywood union, SAG-AFTRA, strongly supports Trump admin's AI framework for human creatives. By Paul Bois on March 27, 2026. The SAG-AFTRA Actors Union expressed support for the Trump administration's artificial intelligence policy framework for human creatives. The White House issued a framework of policies for AI on March 20 with the aim of establishing uniform national standards for AI regulation while preempting states from enacting their own rules, for the RAP. As we previously reported, the six-pronged outline proposes regulations on AI products and infrastructure, ranging from child safety rules to standardizing permitting and energy use of AI data centers. The update unsurprisingly struck a chord with the MPA and SAG-AFTRA, as both have been vocal advocates for AI guardrails in Hollywood. Namely, as studios push to embrace AI, creatives have voiced concern as their work and likeness have been co-opted by AI companies to train its models, which many believe is a clear copyright infringement. SAG-AFTRA hailed the framework as having strong protections for human creativity. SAG-AFTRA welcomes the administration's national policy framework for artificial intelligence and its recognition that America's leadership in AI must go hand in hand with strong protections for human creativity, the union said. Our members' performances, voices and likenesses are not raw material to be used without consent. They are the product of human talent and labor, and they deserve protection. We agree that disputes over the unauthorized training of AI models on copyrighted works should be adjudicated by the courts without the need for new legislation, it added. The union also appreciated the administration's stance that workers must share in the benefits of AI. We also believe that free market licensing must continue to thrive. Combined with SAG-AFTRA's ability to collectively bargain for appropriate licensing terms and fair revenue shares, it said. Finally, we strongly support the framework's call for Congress to pass federal legislation against digital replica abuse while maintaining strong First Amendment safeguards, the statement concluded. Individuals need control in a world awash with digital clones, but that control cannot harm the freedom of expression our industry relies upon to entertain and inform the world. Congress should move swiftly to enact the bipartisan No Fakes Act.